The moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Marty, has bemoaned the level of corruption that has plagued the country. He said it is undesirable for a predominantly Christian nation like Ghana to be affected with such level of corruption and indiscipline. The moderator charged Christians and the three arms of government to quickly put their acts together to correct the unacceptable low moral standards, as well as address the lack of integrity in the Ghanaian society. Right Reverend Professor Marty was delivering a sermon at the dedication of the Epiphany Congregation Chapel in the Upper West Regional Capital, while William Owusu-Boateng has the details.
The dedication of the Epiphany Congregation Chapel on the theme, The True Way of Life, attracted the chairpersons of the various presbyteries in the country. Dwelling his sermon on Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 20, which utterly reflects on Christ's exhortation on Christians to live as thought and light of the world, Right Reverend Professor Marty said, there is a need for believers to have a greater impact on the socio-economic and political development of the nation. Christians, he noted, should therefore live differently from the secular world in order to transform the society. Professor Marty encouraged Christians not to conform to the standards of the world, but must do well to bring out the prophetic message of Christ, which abhors fornication, stealing and thievery that have become the order of the day in the contemporary Ghanaian society. He said, the task, although is daunting, can be executed if Christians remain pure in their deeds, actions and thoughts to win the trust of others. The moderator said, Ghana abounds in numerous natural resources and can overcome the low level of productivity vis-a-vis the dwindling fortunes of the economy. If only certain leadership positions in the country will be preserved for the matured mind and not amateurs and the mediocre. He said, the world as a whole has been engulfed by darkness because the very people regarded as role models seem to have lost their way. Hence, the ascendancy of homosexuality and such other despicable immoral acts by the youth. In an address, the municipal chief executive of WA, Isahaku Nuhuputiaha, entreated religious leaders to help the president stamp out all forms of corruption and indiscipline in society. He commended the Presbyterian Church for identifying itself as a great partner of government in the provision of social services in the areas of health, agriculture, and education. For Radio Ghana News, I am William Owusu-Boateng reporting from WA.